You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
I'll go to an observations if and when I want to go to an observations.
These.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
Are knobs.
Playoffs? What are you talking about? Playoffs?
And this.
Have a nice fight, Mike.
Off. Is knobservations.
So we have one story we're going to get to that really is troubling. Rick sent it in the group chat yesterday. I found it discouraging. And we're going to get there. But.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I was going to do a segment or two on this.
Would you like me to leave it alone?
I would.
I could do that for you.
Because here's what I'd like to do. I'd like you to do an observation.
So we could say what it is then.
No.
So people stick around.
No, it's a big piece of information, but I don't think you should tell what it is right now.
Just to confirm, we're talking about the same thing. This is.
Is this a friend of the program that said it?
No.
Oh, then I don't know.
This is a former. this is a former athlete.
You know what I was talking about, though.
This is a former athlete.
You've teased it for the last 45 minutes. Yeah. Yes, I know what you're talking
all
about.
All right, great. Well, no, we're going to get to it.
What I was talking about is a former athlete of this city playing elsewhere now.
I don't know that story.
Okay. No.
Saquon!
Oh, you can go ahead with that.
Oh, my God.
He's lost total interest. No. He's eating an egg sandwich. I don't even know what you're eating. All righty.
But the other one about the friend of the program brought that story up. Save that, because right after you finish with these little nuggets, I'm going to get to that.
I don't even know if I know what you're talking about.
He wasn't going to do that one.
Yeah, I think we're on different wavelengths.
I know the story you're talking about. Yeah. I know the story you're talking about. RJ was never going to do that.
And how would I know that? I mean, really, you know him so well.
Pre-show meeting?
He said in the pre-show meeting, yeah, I will not be doing the story that you're talking about.
I'm not. It's confirmed not that story.
Okay, great. Go ahead then.
That's a troubling story also, and it makes me very sad.
Right.
It just buried right in there. Oh, by the way. Meh. So, this is my favorite story going on right now.
Because you know it's going to annoy me. That's why
you
love
it. I think you'll be fully on board with this. Dan Monson. You familiar with him? I think you are, Dan.
Basketball head coach, of course.
Yeah.
I think he used to coach Gonzaga.
That might be right.
What do you mean you think you are? I think you are, Dave. I know the story. Long Beach State.
No, he's saying he thinks that I know who he is aside from being the head coach of Long Beach State. Like, I know who he is. I think he was the one that brought Gonzaga, I believe, into prominence. And then Mark Few took over.
Yeah, Mark Few's been there for, 20-something years now.
A long time.
So, he's the head coach of Long Beach State, who is in the tournament. They play number 2 Arizona today. Before the Big West, which is where Long Beach State plays, before that conference tournament began, Monson learned that he would not have his contract renewed. He's been there a long time, over 2 decades. So he called a team meeting.
He's been at Long Beach State for over 2 decades?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's been coaching over 2 decades. He's been at Long Beach State for, I'll find the exact number of years.
17 years. He was at Gonzaga, I'm right, from 97 to 99.
So calls a team meeting to inform his players he's no longer going to be their coach after their next loss, whenever that comes. Turns out the loss has still not come. You've probably caught a little wind of this by now. They win the tournament, 3 straight victories, and they're dancing starting today. But here was Monson yesterday at his media availability. And this is a part that I think you guys will really appreciate.
I don't have to answer anything I don't want to because I'm working for free today. You guys see the Seinfeld when George Costanza was trying to get fired and couldn't lose his job and still going to work every day? And that's me. I'm a Seinfeld episode going on right now in real life.
He really kind of is.
I love it.
He's a man literally that doesn't have a job.
And ironically, George is trying to get fired because he's trying to get a job with the Houston Astros.
And yeah, but wasn't there I kind of remember, wasn't there another episode where he did get fired, but he just kept showing up to work?
Well, he said it didn't take.
It didn't take.
So he quit, And then Monday showed up, and they're like, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I was just kidding when I did that, and that wasn't real. Yeah.
So here's the story I was talking about, not the one that you're going to do, Dave, but also a troubling story. Saquon Barkley let the social media team of the Eagles, his new employer, roll around with him for a little bit of time. And he was driving, and he was telling a story of what happened when he told his daughter that he was going to be an Eagle and they'd be moving to Philadelphia.
I remember one time when I was with the Giants and we lost to Philly in the playoffs. We went to diner to get some breakfast, and there was a bird. And she was like, Daddy, oh no, oh no. And I'm like, what is it? She points to the bird, and she was like, it's the Eagles, it's the Eagles. And me and Anna, you know, we just started laughing. And I just put my head down. I just kind of start shaking. So when I told her that we're going to be going to Philly, she kind of was just like, does that mean we're going to win now?
That's hysterical.
Oof. A cute little story.
That's a great little story there.
You think she really said that? What are the chances that she really said that?
She's what, like 5? 6? Didn't he have her right after he was drafted? Or like right?
I don't know how old she is.
Yes.
I think so he was drafted not even six years ago. So she's 5 years old? I don't know.
I'm sorry. How long do you think it's going to take?
Not long.
Yeah.
Until I can't stand him.
Yeah.
We're walking in there. Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, what do I have to like? A great player. I'm not denying that. But I think, you know, AJ Brown's a great player too. I very quickly will probably detest Saquon Barkley.
You read into the fact that they gave his number away immediately.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I know that's what.
Yeah. It's
there's bad feelings on both sides.
Well, Rick.
But what? Why would either side have bad feelings though? I guess I kind of understand why he would have bad feelings.
Yeah, I don't know why the Giants would have bad feelings.
I mean, what did he do to the Giants?
No, I mean, he would nothing.
Oh, so why would?
Well, I don't know. I just
maybe
it was,
they just always thought I agree with that. Maybe they just thought we have a guy here. We're kind of, you know, in between what we should appropriately do, and we don't really want to keep him. And I think they did not want to keep him at that salary. I know they didn't want to keep him at that salary, and they felt like they got as much as they could. And he's gone, and there's no great loss, and Devin Singletary, take the number 26.
I bet, and right or wrong, I bet he feels that they strung him along. I bet you he feels that.
Well, Rick, you would know
better. They also offered him a deal that he declined, by the way, a couple years back. Let's not forget that.
What was the deal?
I don't know the exact numbers on the deal, but they certainly offered
right,
him a deal.
But, I mean, you can understand why he wanted to hit the free market. I mean, that's...
Well, he got paid more than he would have gotten paid with the Giants. Yeah. I understand both sides. I understand the Giants saying it's not worth us paying him $13 million and 26 guaranteed. And I understand him saying, well, then let me leave here and go sign somewhere else. I understand all of it. I don't think anybody did anything wrong. I just think that there's going to be some hard feelings now because even the best of breakups has some animosity.
Well, and what's going to make this tough is you don't play them every 4 years.
No, we play them twice a year.
I always think, though, too, even when you break up with somebody, you're always like, yeah, best intentions. But then I think when you break up, it sounds good. And then all of a sudden she's dating.
And then you feel a certain way.
Right.
You just naturally feel a certain way. It's never going to be, she's amazing. She was
so
great.
So happy.
I love her. I'll always love her. But it's better off if we're apart. There's always something that, I mean, you know. Here's the truth. You don't break up if it's perfect. You only break up when, in fact, it's not perfect. So, listen, this will continue to happen. Can I quickly interject, RJ?
Yeah, sure.
You're listening to DNR, DPH, and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN, WEPN FM.
Where? New York.
Go ahead,
that's
RJ.
That's a nice echo.
Thank you.
RJ, do you find that sexy when I do that?
I thought it was interesting what you did.
Maybe that would be one of your OnlyFans bits.
No.
You really want him on OnlyFans.
Oh, he wants to massage me is what he wants.
I think we'd make quite a bit of cha-ching.
Let me see your hands. Are they strong?
Strong?
Can you get in there deep?
Oh, I can. I'm a terrific masseur.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take it under advisement.
Yeah. Very nice massager. Yep.
That's nice. That's nice. So
he has some, like, I'm not certain he was even listening to what we were saying, and he's just like, that's what were we saying?
You're talking about hand strength and him massaging Rick and OnlyFans.
Yeah, you were listening,
right?
Okay. Yeah, you're right on.
I'm just trying to move on.
No, good for you.
So you see what Steph Diggs tweeted over the weekend in this ongoing, as I think this is kind of how we gauge the temperature of athletes now. Social media, did they scrub their social media? What's going on there? He tweeted, kind of without context, ready for whatever. Which, who knows? Maybe that's his way of letting the team know that maybe he's interested elsewhere.
Where does he want to go?
Well, the thing is, though,
Dallas.
His production fell off a little bit the second half of last year.
Well, then I think that's why he's annoyed.
Once Joe Brady took over, yeah.
Because he's not getting the football. Well, because they became more of a two-dimensional team, right? They started to run the football a lot.
And they did it well.
Very well. Against the Cowboys. Remember, they ran right down their throats over and over. Sorry,
so,
Ray.
Let me ask you this. See, just be honest. Don't lie. You're not sorry.
Not sorry, Ray.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're only...
It was great. James Cook, he was just like running through the defense.
We're not even...
They crushed them that
fully
day.
Through free
It was
agency.
Like a Rondell Moore kind of situation.
Rondell Moore, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
You remember where he went?
Purdue.
No. I mean, where he signed, where you can find him. Atlanta.
There goes Rondell Moore, bye-bye.
Right now, Chiefs aside, we're only... part of the way through free agency. Haven't got to the draft. I don't want to go crazy yet. But are the Bills still far and away the best team in the AFC East to you?
No.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
No.
Yes, you're
far and away.
I'm saying
they're
yes.
They're not far and away the best team.
I believe they are.
Stop.
Until I see the Jets as that team. Okay. It's not New England.
No, it's not New England.
It's not Miami. No. So the only team you could include is the Jets. I think the Jets have the potential to be that team. But right now, who would I bet on every day of the week to win the division? Buffalo.
Well, it's only because you've seen it.
Okay.
We haven't seen
when the Jets
yet.
Show me differently, then maybe I'll change my
we're
tune.
We're going to show you.
That's fine, and then I'll change my tune. I like what the Jets have done.
As of
For me to sit here and say they're going to be a 12-win team is a lot.
As of now, with more free agency to go and the draft, how far back would you say the Jets are?
Far back.
Like more than 2 wins?
No.
No. I look at the
they have
Bills,
a better defense.
I look at the Bills as a 12-win team. I look at the Jets as a 10 or maybe 11-win team.
Oh, so...
Yeah, no, I don't think there's a cavern between the two, but I think the Bills are right now a better team. There's no way you can jump me for saying the Bills are a better team than the Jets.
No, I'm not jumping you for saying that the Bills are a better team. RJ's asking you how much of the Jets close the gap between themselves and Buffalo.
No, he's asking you, are the Bills still clearly the best team in the division? In my mind, yes, they are.
Jets are two, though.
Jets are two. No, I don't think the Jets are definitively two. I think the Jets certainly could be two, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were two. The same way I wouldn't be surprised if Miami was two again. Really? Nobody agrees? I'm the only one that has these
and
thoughts?
And we get the benefit of the third place schedule this year.
Yes. That's nice.
Yes. See, I know it's become trendy. I don't think the window is closed on Buffalo. Every time you got Josh Allen, I think your window's always open.
Window's closed is such a dumb thing to say.
Well, but you've heard a little bit of that, right? Like window for a Super Bowl.
Okay. So they won a playoff game, and they missed a field goal to tie the eventual Super Bowl champions. How could you possibly say that anything is closed or this is over or they're on the wrong side of where they're trying to get to?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now, do you disagree, RJ, that the only team I consider and definitively tell you the Jets are better than in this division right now are the Patriots?
I agree.
Okay.
I think this division is going to tighten up, though.
I agree with that.
I don't think it's a de facto that Buffalo runs away and hides.
Buffalo didn't run away and hide last year.
The band got tired. So.
Where's the music, Ray?
The band is taking a break. They're back.
No.
We had a minor...
Even the Titanic band didn't stop.
Well, yeah, but how'd that work out for them?
Well, it didn't end well, but at least they played all the way through.
I got to tell you.
Maybe if they claimed they had a child, they would be okay.
This is right. Have your back. Ship's going down. That violin. Toss it over. No way I'm sticking around.
How dedicated was that guy? Or those four guys? Ship's going down.
I got no interest.
Let's continue to play dinner music? I mean, good on them.
We want to keep the people entertained.
But how dedicated are they to their
how
craft?
How entertained are you going to be as the ship is?
Can you imagine ship going down? I'm like, no, ask me one more where he went to college.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm out of there.
By the way.
I'm in a lifeboat.
Here come the Dodgers.
Mookie Betts hit a two-run homer, 10-8.
What were they down?
5-0?
Yamamoto went one inning?
I think they were down 9-2.
That might be right.
Yeah.
Dodgers are good. Oh, here comes a...
Very good. Don't say it. Ohtani is now at the plate.
Sorry.
Where's the interpreter?
Jazz Chisholm. You know him.
Yes.
He plays for the Marlins.
He sure does.
He went on the pivot, which
is a tough last name.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
So
I honestly, like, I have a tournament update on the way soon. So I give up.
Jazz went on the pivot, which apparently
he'd be good in one of your movies.
Yeah, he would be.
It would be great.
I don't know if you can afford him though.
Chisholm again.
You know, you're
it actually sounds worse when you say it like that.
I don't think you should say it.
I don't want you on the set. I'll tell you that right now.
You're very creative in how you dance around the rules.
RJ, you're allowed on the set.
I didn't even mean it to do that.
What do you mean you didn't mean?
Yeah. I didn't realize when I said
because
it would sound like
such
that.
A debaucherous lunatic.
Ooh, that was close.
What?
You
I was gonna say fool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, anyways, he's a baseball player, if you're unfamiliar. He's on the Marlins.
He's good.
He is good. He went on the pivot, which apparently is where
I don't know why. I don't know.
Stop it.
No, I don't know why I found that funny.
So that's apparently where people go now to just air their dirty
laundry. Is that the Ryan Clark show?
Yeah, it's a,
nice.
It's a good program.
He's one of ours. Right?
Yeah, it's a good program.
Mm-hmm.
So here's Jazz, I'm not going to say his last name, talking about when he first got to the Marlins.
Like, you ain't supposed to have a vet that's trying to bring down the rookies, bro. I was that guy that got in trouble so much because when I saw other rookies getting bring down by the vets, I was the one fighting the vet. That was the problem. Like, I was already a team leader without being called a team leader. But the vets, you can't be a team leader when you got guys in the clubhouse that's been in there for 9-10 years. Even though they suck, they've been there for 9-10 years. Yeah. And the team calls them the team captain, but, like, they're not a good captain. They're not a good person. You're not even a good athlete at this point. Yeah. You're just here. Yeah. And you're bringing down the young guys that are supposed to be good.
You're just here.
I don't know the Marlins well enough, but I'm sure you can figure out who he's talking about. If you're like a beat
Rojas,
reporter,
right?
Yeah, funny you say that.
Miguel Rojas?
Oh, yeah.
So Miguel Rojas is believed to be one of the guys, but you look at, he said what, 8, 9, 10 years of experience? So the only people that would fit that make the number work age-wise, you'd have to be at least in your early 30s. On that roster, Rojas, there's Corey Dickerson.
I cannot imagine it's Corey Dickerson.
Starling Marte. Adam Duvall.
But Marte, good athlete.
Yeah. And,
right?
And jacked. And Jesus Aguilar. So that's kind of the guys that would fit that.
Yeah, it feels like Rojas, right, of those guys?
You would think so. So here was more on that from Jazz, unnamed last name player.
I watched someone get called up to the big leagues, supposed to be like top three prospects on our team. He gets up there, hits a homer. His next at bat, he goes and does the Juan Soto shuffle, right? He's a kid. His favorite player is Juan Soto. He just got to the big leagues. Tell me why these vets sit on the side of him and start yelling at him saying, bro, you're not Juan Soto, bro. You shouldn't be doing that. Bro, what do you mean? He's having fun, bro. We playing a kids games. Yeah. Like, that's when I step in and say, bro, y'all better back up off this boy, bro. This man is starting. He's playing every day for us. Why are y'all in his face? Y'all don't even play every day.
Well, I don't know that I have a huge problem with
that. Well, I think there's a fine line that you walk as a veteran, right? I mean, you're trying to, you don't know what you don't know. And you hope you get lucky enough to have a veteran that takes a liking to you and kind of shows you the way. But you also don't want to, you want the kids to come up and feel comfortable. Because if they're comfortable, they're going to play at their best, and that's going to lead to everyone's success. You don't want to stifle that, but you also want to let them know, like, there are certain ways that we should go about our business. Showing up a pitcher is not necessarily going to be the right thing
right.
to do.
Like, I think not being there for that, I think that's kind of a fine line. You know, like, I could see both sides having a legitimate case there.
But I also think, RJ, did you read some of the stuff that I think it was Jalen Johnson was saying about the whole Caleb Williams thing?
Did you read any of that? I did not.
The cornerback?
Yeah. So he did some kind of, I don't know if it was an interview, podcast, or whatever it is, and they were talking about Caleb. And they said, so I watched his pro day yesterday, but they said, you know, when Caleb comes into your locker room, just assume that you draft him. And he's like, listen, all that Hollywood stuff, that's, we're throwing that out the window. Like, he has to come, go to work,
right,
earn the respect of his teammates, but we as veteran guys got to get to know him too. Like, him the person. Like, that's the biggest thing. You have to get to know when you're trying to, when you're trying to be a leader in a locker room, it's important that you get to know everybody because you want everyone, like I said, to be comfortable. Like, you hear some guys talk about this, like different teams or teams that they play on that they like is the manager, the coach, or the vets in the locker room, let us be ourselves. Like, that's important, but, I mean, you also have to let guys know and teach guys, like, this is how we work. These are the things that are expected. This is how we act sometimes. Like, you don't want to stifle that, but you also want to just make sure that the guys, there's a certain way that you should handle
it. There's a middle ground, right? Of what's okay and what's not okay.
But I think there's also this, that's also one of the bigger problems in Major League Baseball, though, is that you have hey, let the kids play, but you also have a faction of the locker room or the clubhouse that's like, no, that's not, we're not interested in that. And that's why you see like the, hey, we're celebrating home runs, next pitch, you know, is off the guy's back.
So what's interesting, you brought up Caleb Williams. He's really the first NIL star. Would you agree? Like, he's already got millions in his pocket.
I think he made $10 million over the last 2 years.
Armando Bacot, I know, has made a fortune of money down in Carolina.
But, I mean, Caleb Williams is...
Caleb was living, like, in a luxury apartment in Virginia or something.
I like Armando.
I think Bacot makes, like, $3 million a year.
I like Bacot, but he may not get drafted.
No. I'm not comparing them at the next level, but you said the first real NIL star.
Star two. Let me clarify.
Semantics.
Star.
No, I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just saying I think there are other guys that have also made a lot of money with NIL stuff.
So he's going to be the first star that is like the face of a pro franchise.
Yes.
So I've heard, Rick, I've heard you say this, like money kind of just makes you like more of what you are. Like, I guess you kind of know what he is. Like, he's already shown you some of, if you perceive them to be flaws.
Right, but he also saw, so I watched his pro day yesterday, and I couldn't believe how, like, casual and nonchalant, like this, it must be his confidence or whatever it is, like, that he, in the midst of, you got Poles there, you got the co, you got Eberflus, you have all these people watching, there's cameras everywhere,
Nothing was phasing him?
Nothing. Like, he was calm, relaxed, nonchalant would be the best word that I use to describe it, and you can see how talented he is, but I thought what was important was afterwards, RJ, to your question, watching how his teammates reacted to him, like we've seen all that stuff. As long as when he gets inside the locker room and shows those guys how, you know, respect first, because you want to respect the older guys, but just how hard he works, how dedicated he is to football, then you're willing to live with some of the other stuff.
I thought one of the quotes you said, I think it was last week, was, you know, I'm not just saying this to blow smoke. It was one of the smartest things I've heard on it. You know, it was about Aaron Rodgers. He can handle it. Can the other guys around him handle it? Like, what's coming to Chicago? I saw Keenan Allen was there, too.
Yeah.
So if you know, the fingernail stuff, and if he can play, no one's going to care.
It doesn't matter. If he goes out there and he can throw darts, they're going to love him in Chicago.
Chicago's never had a 4,000-yard passer.
Which,
by the
way, who was it the other day?
RG3?
That's a question about that.
Yeah, RG. Oh, RG3. That was, I mean, that's a bet to say it's not. It's a great spot what they've done there.
This is going
to
be the greatest, like, early situation where a quarterback has been drafted
totally.
To in a long time.
He's got Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. Cole Kmet.
And they have the 9 pick.
Well, he's at the benefit, too, that's not their pick.
Where did I say Dante Foreman went yesterday?
I just saw that.
AFC. Browns?
He went to the Browns. Good work.
Yeah, thank you.
By the way...
That's a nice signing for the Browns.
Oh, yeah. Jameis Winston introduced himself, too. You see that?
No.
Yep.
Is there a joke in there? Or what
you... No. They did the video. They had the whole video and everything else.
Okay.
Jameis Winston, nice guy. Did the he gave the blessing at one of the equipment manager for the Saints that he when he was with New Orleans at his wedding. Grabbed the microphone, gave a nice.
That's nice. I mean, your teammate married you, right?
Yeah, I win. So take that, Jameis.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Raymond.
Taking an Uber to and from your own bank robbery.
Did it happen?
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
In Florida.
The Florida Panthers, I was coaching.
Yeah,
you don't care.
No.
Doesn't care. By the way.
We got it wrong last week, all of us, I believe.
Yeah, by the way.
Yeah.
Long Beach State went 21-14. How high are expectations at Long Beach State? Not trying to be that guy. Serious question.
I guess it's a new AD.
Yeah.
He's probably not his guy.
I think they finished fifth.
But Monson's probably like, wait a minute, I was at Minnesota for quite some time. I was at Gonzaga, and you're going to run me out of Long Beach State?
Yeah, I'm a little confused. Anywho, so we've all been to Wendy's. I love Wendy's. I don't like that stunt they tried to pull with the
That made you very upset.
The Wall Street moving stock
price.
Well,
that was bizarre.
For their sandwiches.
You'd pay different amounts at different times of day?
Yeah. So Wendy's in a place is managed by a person. And what happened was this manager, in their opinion, they were not being paid enough money. So what did they do? During one of the hiring cycles, they hired a person that did not really exist.
And they took the salary.
And went to the point of this ghost employee,
mm-hmm.
clocked them in and out for 128 shifts.
This is like Ricky Stenicki.
Clocked them in and out for 128 shifts.
It's brilliant. And set up a bank account in that person's name.
To their bank account. So money being funneled from a person that does not exist.
All right, here's my thing.
Yeah.
It's too genius for Florida, not Florida.
Wow, yeah, I didn't finish the story. Even think
that quick?
Too genius.
Finish the story.
Oh, I thought you were done. Go ahead.
No.
Systems in place to prevent this sort of thing?
Tell them more.
No, you know what? You're so confident. I've given you all the details.
It's brilliant.
Almost too confident.
It's too brilliant.
Almost too confident.
Then you go Florida.
No, I'm not saying I'm going to go Florida, but that was it. Talk about jumping the gun.
This is
last week. Remember, I hemmed and I hawed, and I had no idea. I feel very confident, cocky. Someone said,
This is like Wheel of Fortune when you solve. Like this is your chance now.
That's right. I have three letters up there, but I know what
almost
it says.
Arrogant.
Yeah.
This is from
said mythological hero Achilles.
This is from VP on Twitter, by the way. All right, Richard.
I can't tell if he's just being overconfident or he really has a
very
good feeling
confident.
This one. Look at me in the eyes. Not Florida.
Wow.
I'm with Dave.
Wow. Yep.
See? I can tell.
All right.
Yeah, Dave's logic is sound here.
It's too brilliant. It's genius.
I'm with you on this.
My wife's from Florida. How dare you?
You're really racking up the brownie points.
The fact that RJ's made it is these guys did get caught, right?
That's right.
Of course they got caught.
So
how else do you think we know about the story?
Still getting away with it.
It's like an office space situation.
I don't want to name names, but there are guys that are continuing this act somewhere in the country that are stealing money via a ghost employee.
Mythological hero Achilles.
Achilles.
You can't accept that.
Okay. Well, I wish he would have said what he was really thinking. I can't accept that, you moron.
You idiot.
Achilles.
I met Pat Sajak.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Big hockey fan.
Is that right?
Yep.
He knew who you were?
Yeah. He came down and met him in the locker room.
Oh, at the Coliseum?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
I read a story.
I'll solve.
Okay.
Another feather in your lap.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Raymond.
Maybe it was like a down pillow and she was...
Oh, damn.
No.
So, Raymond, you were locking in not Florida.
Correct.
All right. Well, you were all wrong last week.
Oh, you got me so scared right there.
And you're all right.
I told you. I told you.
You are correct. All three
yes,
of you.
That's right. It was really, I was right and they followed my lead. But whatever. However it works is great for me.
Because you have no impulse control.
You're a bad teammate.
What does that mean?
We don't often cite this state in this portion of the show. Pennsylvania.
Really?
This is where it went down. Yep.
Smart.
That's DF.
That's nice. That's a good job by you. Just fade out the music, and let me tell you, it's time now for the tournament update, driven by Nissan. I got nothing here. Oh, I do. There we go. Grambling advances after topping Montana State in overtime, 88-81. I don't know if you watched that game at all. It was actually a really good game. Number 16, Grambling now gets the honor of taking on Purdue tomorrow. How nervous you think Matt Painter and Purdue are to be the one taking on?
Probably a little nervous.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think everyone's probably nervous in their first game. Just kind of get
things
rolling.
Yeah, but they lost to a 16.
Purdue's got a lot to prove.
A lot to prove.
You didn't take Purdue, did you?
No.
He's not allowed to take Purdue.
Well, I'm just making sure.
Yesterday, I was almost swayed. You know, I read a story about how after last year's...
You have no conviction at all. You've been saying for weeks you refuse to take Purdue.
I'm not taking them. But yesterday, I read a story about how... Or I think I heard it was on ESPN Daily. About how Matt Painter, at the start of this season... All the guys that were on last year's team after that debacle got them in a room and they opened up about the feelings that they were harboring and it's not going to be this way.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
I like that.
Anyhow, Colorado last night as well beat Boise State in a battle of the 10 seeds. That means that Colorado takes on number 7 Florida tomorrow. And that is your tournament update driven by Nissan, coming at you with all the excitement of a Hollywood blockbuster at the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Shop impressive savings at NissanUSA.com today. RJ Raymond, I apologize in advance for this. I'm sorry that we have to do this.
Are you going to do that now?
I don't want to.
Again,
do it.
Doesn't seem like you're actually sorry.
No, I actually am.
I was just thinking, though, quickly before you get into the story that you've teased for the last 2 hours.
Well, now it's time.
No, with the Miami Marlins story, how hard it would be as an older player now, and how much credit I would give to Tom Brady or what Aaron's doing now, to have this this new generation of athlete come in and not feel a way about some of the stuff that I'm sure that they see them doing on a regular basis.
I'm sure they're very turned off by it.
Well, because you brought up in a different...
Well, you said you were turned off by stuff that wasn't even nearly as bad as that, right? Like, guys would just want to go back to the room and play video games.
Well, it's a whole different world.
I mean, Tom Brady retired at, what, 45?
Like, there are certain ways...
He was old enough to be these guys' parents.
Right, like, I can go back in my mind and remember certain ways that I was treated by veteran players that probably wasn't good for my development. Like, it was the wrong thing to do. But I could also understand, though, like, if a, you know... Even if you're not the best player on the team and you're not playing that much, you're missing the point. Like, I'm here for 9 years, 10 years. There's something to be said about me being in this league for that long. And there are certain... Freddie Freeman, him and Acuna used to get into this when he was with the Braves.
Right.
They used to piss Acuna off. It would just be hard being an older player now.
Well, and you know, guys walking different generations,
in,
right?
Like, guys just walking in like, yeah, I've arrived. Well,
how many
been here for
you ever
2 days.
To like... how much younger is your brother than you?
3.5 years.
Yeah, so you probably don't have that. But like my brothers are 9 and 11 years older. So you know, there's like a real disconnect because there's such an age difference.
Yeah, could you imagine though, like every at that age, having you know 22-year-old kids come to the locker room and then just
right.
finding a way,
and they think they're great, and I'm sure that you know,
imagine
great
with how much money they've already making.
They're making a lot of money. Or they're often coddled now. It's not as difficult as it used to be. So, yeah, I'm sure that you have a lot of the... And Brady was, I mean, literally 45 years old playing with 21, 22-year-olds.
And he found a way.
Well, because he's the ultimate winner. Can I play the audio now?
Please. I was trying to save RJ and Raymond from this.
But they have to face reality. So, this is Buster Olney. And I believe he was on with Hembo on the podcast that they do or were doing. And... I'm just going to play it because it's not good for anybody who loves the Yankees. This is on Gerrit Cole.
You know, I've asked folks with other teams who don't have access to Gerrit Cole's medical information, but they've seen this play out and they know about, you know, about treatments and how players are dealt with and the language of these situations. And every person I've asked said, oh, he's headed to Tommy John surgery. Like there's no doubt in their mind. They haven't looked at a medical report, but they know the trajectory of pitchers with these situations. So, boy, that would be absolutely devastating.
That is such horrendous news to hear. And again, it's not an updated anything, and it's nobody has looked at his medical record and said yes because of what I've seen. But the point is that I mean, Buster is speaking to people littered around baseball, and to a man, everybody says this will end in Tommy John surgery.
Which for a Yankees fan, just the Yankees in general, is the worst possible case scenario.
The worst possible case scenario is if...
Well, that's what I mean.
They shut him down for 2 months.
Right, he comes back.
He slowly ramps up. He comes back. He pitches. And then in like August, it's re-injured or it creeps up again. Shut it down again. Tommy John. He'll miss the remainder of this year and all of next year. That's your worst case scenario.
It's never good timing. Listen, it's never good timing, but this would be the absolute worst
but
timing.
But it's never good timing, of course.
But for the situation the Yankees are in right now, with the expectations,
right.
with Juan Soto on a one-year deal, with the amount of free agents after the season, them saying they were all in, if that were to happen, and what makes it even worse for Gerrit Cole is, I mean, he goes all the way to L.A., Neil Eliotrash looks at it, I'm sure Neil probably has the same thought as all the people that Buster Olney was talking to, is like, you have all these symptoms, we got the nerve irritation, like, I've seen what this usually leads to.
If there's not a tear, what are you supposed to do?
But that's what I'm saying.
Right.
But there's nothing we can do because it's not torn.
Can you do preemptive Tommy John?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Like, if you don't have a tear, if there's nothing to go in and actually operate on, what are you going to do?
I mean, I guess you go in and strengthen it, but there's still, I mean, then you're going to be shutting him down anyway.
So if he got shut down now and had the surgery in a month and missed maybe none of or a month of next season, you say, it sucks, it's awful, but we'll be okay. We'll figure it out this year, do the best we can. Next year, we'll have him back down the stretch run. He'll be at 100%. If he somehow tries to push this back and get back this year and can't pitch in the most meaningful games this year, and then on top of that misses all of next year, that'd be catastrophic for the Yankees.
Well, how comfortable can the Yankees feel just in general? I mean, now you're reading reports that they're kind of re-engaged with Jordan Montgomery or engaged with Jordan Montgomery.
Right.
Trying to figure out something there.
Right. I think you should be. I said at the time, how often do you hear a guy has this kind of elbow discomfort, nerve irritation, has to shut it down, doesn't feel right, ends really well? And this was the DeGrom story forever. Something's wrong. No, we find nothing wrong.
I'm sorry, RJ. This is not.
It's a terrible story.
It's a terrible story.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not the only one. Like, this is catastrophic, right? And I thought this with Gerrit Cole, but then I thought, well, you know, the Yankees are positive and there's some optimism and Dr. Eletrosh believes it, but it doesn't happen often that a guy has this kind of an injury, you know, rehabs for 6 or 8 weeks and comes back and it all just goes away.
Well, you hope it goes away, right? I mean,
you of course, you hope it goes away.
You know, with treatment he's getting, the rehab program he's on, that when he comes back, he'll be fine. But, I mean, you just heard Buster, and who knows? No one really knows from what he's been told from people that, you know, in baseball that have gone through something like this. It usually ends up in Tommy John. But, like, Gerrit Cole, as much as we want to sit here and just talk about how important the season is, sense of urgency and everything else. Gerrit Cole has to look out for Gerrit Cole. So Gerrit Cole's not going to be like, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go give me the surgery anyway. No, he's going to rehab it, come back. And
because nobody wants to have really invasive, big surgery where, I mean, it's a big surgery.
Dude, I remember when Matt was diagnosed with UCL. He wanted to pitch through it. He's like, I can pitch through it. I'm like, buddy, like, you think that's a smart idea? He's like, no, this isn't going to slow me down. I'm like, Matt, let's take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
You got to worry about your long-term
health and future. But I think that's the rarity. I think most athletes would be like, I'm not worried about the short-term. I'm worried about the long-term. And I think the Yankees are smart.
What I'm saying, though, is I can understand, like, an athlete in this spot where you understand how important this season is, if you want to put extra pressure on yourself and say, no, I'm coming back. I want to be a part of this. I'm that important to us potentially winning a World Series. This team needs me. I'm going to try to push through this thing. And that's not usually the right thing to do. He's going to do all the things that he has to do. He's going to listen to what Dr. Eletrosh said, come back, see how it goes. Hopefully for Yankees fans, hopefully for Gerrit Cole, this rehab works, the shutdown works, and he's fine, and he gets back to being Gerrit Cole. And we don't have to talk about this.
Buddy of mine sends me a text, and then RRA Mount on Twitter says, Tanaka was diagnosed with a partial UCL tear, never needed Tommy John surgery. Okay.
Was he ever back to being what you saw before he partially tore
the UCL? I don't think he was ever at that level. But in fairness, he did not have to undergo the surgery.
Right, but you need Gerrit Cole to be what Gerrit Cole is.
If Gerrit Cole is not great, you have no chance. If Gerrit Cole is the third starter on a team, you're done. You have no chance for the Yankees. I think he's a bigger loss than Judge or Soto, because if you lose Judge or Soto, at least you still have the other one. If you lose Gerrit Cole, where do you turn to?
Well, it puts a lot more pressure on Carlos Rodon and the rest of that staff.
Buying into Rodon?
No,
you buying
yet.
Into, come on.
In, they were 23,
into Marcus
listen,
Stroman?
The Yankees were 23-10 with Gerrit Cole.
Which is phenomenal.
When he pitched.
Which is phenomenal.
Now, we'll see. Here's the other thing, though. I mean, depending on what the offense looks like.
I think the offense is going to be considerably better than it was last year.
The offense is great, and then all of a sudden you get to the postseason and they have someone step up and pitch well. Aaron Judge,
wouldn't that be even more reason to sign Jordan Montgomery? The fact that he was so good in last postseason?
Well, no one signed him, though.
Well, it makes no
sense. There's no one signed him.
I'm sorry, it makes no sense.
There's no draft compensation connected to him like there was with Blake Snell. And on top of that, he just won a World Series and was good in the postseason.
Was great in the postseason.
Right. So why has no one signed him?
I have no
idea.
Unless
he hasn't come off his contract demands, but that would seem silly at this point.
Well, he's not going to, I mean, obviously he's not going to wind up starting the season with a big club.
So, yeah, like, I don't know, but there's a reason why they're sniffing around again. Like, you have to have a backup plan in case, you know.
They wanted Snell, and they offered him a hell of a deal.
In case this doesn't work out. Well, it wasn't a good deal when he thought he was getting 270.
Boris is awesome.
But not this offseason, he's been tough.
Boris completely misplayed his hand when it came to Blake Snell. He thought there was a team that was going to give Blake Snell 9 for 270?
Look at who he had this offseason. Bellinger? No.
Did not do that well.
Chapman? No. Snell? No.
No.
So.
The problem is he has so many guys.
Now they got the coup going on in Major League in the Players Association.
Right.
And Boris is firmly behind Tony Clark and the guy they're trying to get out. It's a bit of a mess.
It is a big time mess right now. Now this is interesting. There's a caller on the line who I believe, and maybe I'm wrong, is trying to kind of one-up another caller.
Interesting.
Yeah. Black Belt Mark.
Oh.
Is on 98.7 ESPN. Good morning, Black Belt Mark. This is a shot at Purple Belt Mike, isn't it?
It's not a shot. I love Purple Belt Mike, but in all due fairness.
But you feel like you're better than he is because of the belt situation.
I'm senior. No. Better and senior are not the same thing.
Are you jiu-jitsu, though?
I'm not claiming. I am legit 8th degree black belt.
In what? In what discipline?
In taekwondo.
Ooh, taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
Wow, 8th degree. How many degrees are there?
9.
So you're...
I am 1 year. Next year, I get to go to Korea and test for my 9th degree black belt.
What does that entail? How do you get the 9th degree black belt? What do they put you through for that?
It's not as much as you might think, because it's more like becoming a 4-star general. So who would you rather have a hand-to-hand fight with? A 65-year-old next month, soon to be 4-star general, or some 25-year-old sergeant in the special forces?
Neither.
Right?
Neither.
But my point is, it's about leadership and accomplishment, and certainly as a, I'm in better shape and more capable of defending myself than 99% of the world my age.
Wow. But, phenomenal.
I want to be there for you guys. I want to start off by saying I've been a huge sports fan my whole life.
Where are you calling from, by the way, Mark?
Radio fan. I'm in West Orange, New Jersey.
Okay.
Although I'm formerly Jersey City and born in New York City.
Nice. All right, so go ahead.
So I have been a huge sports radio fan since the late 80s, and I'm telling you, you guys are the best of all time. You're better than M and the Dog. You're better than Michael K. You guys are the best. And I've been a loyal fan because I get up at 5:30 in the morning to work out before going.
Because of all the black belt training, yes.
It's just, I was a college wrestler also, so I get on a scale every day. Like, it's for the rest of your life. The other thing, I'm a New York guy like no other you will know. I was on the jury for the Bernard Goetz trial.
Wow.
Published a book on it called Subway Gunman. You can get it for $10 on Amazon.
Wow. I mean, Mark, how have you, you've never called the show before.
I have. I've never gotten through. I get busy signals.
Right, but we've never taken you on the show before. No.
This is my first call, and I'm so pleased and so honored to talk to you guys.
Wow.
You are the smoothest pros in the world.
Like back in March of 2021, when Rick started the show, you talk about smooth and
could
buttery.
Could you let Black Belt Mark make his point?
It was so good.
Please.
We're like, oh, thank you so much, fellas. Right? Did you hear that?
The Batmage. I love it. So, in addition, I was in one of the iconic New York City movies of all time. It's a cult classic called
Warriors.
The Wanderers.
I love The Wanderers. With the Baldies.
Do you remember the scene where the Ducky Boy pulls a knife out on Stitch when he's trying to get the football?
Vaguely, yes.
Okay, anyway, that's me.
Wow.
I'm in the credits. You could look me up. Mark Leslie, Lesly.
This guy's
so
fascinating.
Everything I'm telling you is on the internet. And I'm a huge sports fan. But I also worked at a bank on Wall Street back in the early 1980s. And I can one-up your Florida story.
Well, please, okay? Please do. Yeah.
Okay. In fact, I got two real quick.
We do have a time limit here, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to give you just the one. Then I'm going to give you just the one. Then the department that calculated interest on personal savings accounts was rounding down the half pennies and transferring the money.
Well, it's like the movie Office Space.
Bank accounts. No, but these guys really did it
right
in the early 1980s. Okay, and the only reason they got caught, people get stupid and greedy, right? Somebody bought
it was
a
for your dog and those
Island.
Kids.
You know, they bought a big house they couldn't afford with their salary. And the IRS got wind of them. That's how they got caught.
Wow. You really are you're like
that's
a renaissance,
what happens, isn't it?
Like a renaissance man. Mark, we got to go. I'm sorry, but call back at some point real soon, okay?
I would love to talk to you guys on a regular basis.
I would like that. Cuz we have a PBM, we're in the market for a BBM. So if you would.
Oh, that's right. It is BBM.
Right? Yeah. Can you promise awesome. You'll call back soon?
I will call back often.
Great. I look forward to that. Wow. He was.
See, that's what always happens, though.
Fascinating.
That's how those people always get caught. They have to go start buying fancy stuff. Red flag.
It was like.
Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Red flag. Oh, she wants to smash.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
In fact, I got an email from Jennifer in Tampa. She said, I loved Black Belt Mark.
Good.
Loved him.
Nice.
So, you know, obviously he didn't really stick with it because he called the show in to be busy signal and he didn't keep
calling.
Well,
if you call multiple times and it's busy, you're just like, no, maybe.
Well, I mean, I think if you really, if you love the show the way you claim you love the show, you'll really kind of push through and become a staple of the show. I mean, Shooter does it.
Shooter does do it, yep.
Right? Lonnie does it. We have a great, Hall of Fame callers all over the place.
Right.
You know?
Well, maybe that's what BBM becomes.
Maybe it does. But you know what you call, you get a busy signal. I mean, Ira seems to fight through.
Ira does fight through.
So maybe BBM needs to take a page out of the elite callers playbook.
Well, maybe he was one of those people that listens, doesn't necessarily like, yeah, if I get through, great, but I don't need to be on the radio. But now he felt like he wanted to tell that story. So we really pushed through this time.
Did a good job.
I could tell. You were really into it.
I liked him.
Yeah.
I'll apologize to nobody.
We know that.
I liked him.
It's really one of your big things.
What?
You'll apologize to nobody.
No, if I think I made a mistake, I'll apologize. If I feel vindicated in what I've done, why would I apologize?
Well, you wouldn't.
So you give fake apologies?
No, I don't give fake apologies.
All right, so
I give heartfelt apologies.
So if you think you did nothing wrong, like deep down in your soul, you said, I did nothing wrong, and Cass is like, I want an apology, you'll say, I will not apologize. Or would you not?
No, if I don't feel like I should apologize, I won't apologize.
All right, so then you believe in what I do.
No, because there are times when you should apologize, but you don't.
Well, but if I don't think I've done anything wrong, why would I apologize?
Well, that's the problem.
But I do think
that
I...
you don't know what's wrong and what's right.
RJ!
Yes, Dave?
If Ange says to you, I don't like that you did this, and I'm upset you did this, and in your being you said, I did nothing wrong, do you apologize just to appease her?
No.
So then you also come from the same school as me.
Well, here's the breakdown, though. Is I think what Rick is saying is eventually if there's something else that led to that, like I break it into pieces, if there's something I did to get to that conclusion that I feel was wrong after discussion, I'll apologize for that.
Right. No, I agree with that. But if you just hard and fast, you think I really didn't do anything wrong and you're being very sensitive here. Mm. That's a nice, that line doesn't often work.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I think you're being overly sensitive. Not a great line.
So you're willing to
yes,
like go,
yes.
We're done for today. Like there's a situation, it's like 1 p.m. on a Saturday. All right, this isn't going anywhere. Let's take a pause. Or are you like, we'll catch you tomorrow. Try again then.
That's correct.
Which one, the second one?
I'll just be like, listen, I'm out. I'm not. I will not apologize if I do not believe I did something wrong. So if it means that now we go the rest of the day, kind of.
Yeah, but here's your problem though. See, like what RJ said is how I feel about it. If initially I feel like I'm not going to apologize because I did nothing wrong,
right.
But the more we talk about it, I can now see the error of my way, and I did something along the way that I should apologize for. I will apologize. You don't have that. Like with the whole Raymond thing, like when you talk about his drinking problem,
right?
That he doesn't
I didn't even bring that up.
Yeah, but that he doesn't have. But you knew it bothered him. You kept doing it and doing but wouldn't apologize.
Well, no, I think Raymond, I apologize for that, and if I didn't, I'm sorry. Not realizing it would have that impact on you. If I upset you by doing that, then that's something I should have done, and I apologize.
You kept doing it though.
All right. Well, you know what? Now in retrospect, I'm sorry I did that.
All right. Apology accepted.
Okay. See how nice that felt?
Yeah. It was great.
Felt good, right?
Yeah. But I think he was being very sensitive, but obviously he felt like it was well within his reason.
Yeah, but you can't just that's the problem.
Forget everything we just said in the last 20 seconds. Just forget
it. It's not your job.
You know what the problem is?
It's not your job to judge how sensitive he is.
The problem is nothing bothers me. That's the problem. Nothing really bothers me.
No, I get it, but you have to have empathy to other people,
which is not great.
Okay.
It's not one of the great skills that I possess.
Right. So let's work on it.
Okay, wait, what, can I go to a class, session?
I think we continue to kind of talk about it and see if we can find different ways, different examples.
Is there anything I did to you that you deem needs an apology?
No, RJ,
anything I've done to you that you deem needs an apology?
No, sir.
You sure? Because I don't want this to be out there and me not know, and you put your head on the pillow and be like, I can't believe he did that.
No, more clear.
Raymond, outside of the drinking issue, there was nothing else that we have had to go through that would be a problem?
I'm not sure we have the time.
The Cowboys stuff?
I'm not sure that we have the time.
No, we have an hour and 4 minutes. We have plenty
John
of time.
John probably deserves some sort of apology.
For what?
I think you know what. Yesterday's meeting.
You said one of his ideas was so bad that you needed to tell people how bad it was.
Yeah.
You couldn't keep it into yourself.
And again, you didn't feel the need to say that statement.
It was terrible.
Until he said that it was his idea.
Now that we talked that out, do you kind of see how that could be a little bit offensive?
No.
All right, well, we still have to work on that then.
No, I don't see it. Could be offensive?
Okay. Therefore, it's not a problem.
I think it could be offensive, but I stand by what I said. The idea for that segment is and was awful. Yes.
Right, but I think how you deliver it, though. Maybe we work on the delivery.
I think there is where you're probably accurate. I think in my delivery, I can be insensitive.
No, don't give him an out. Yes. I don't think it's the delivery. I think the words matter.
I think it's the
Raymond. You said the same thing. You said the segment in its own right, fine. The name of the segment stinks.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. But the way you were speaking, I thought you were trashing the entire segment. That's why I said what I said.
Nope.
No, I think it's the delivery. I think it's the bluntness of it. I think it's I always feel like it's easier to criticize when you start with something positive. Like John, segment, good
segment,
idea.
Segment, nice. Maybe the name, not.
Name.
You want to give him the old compliment sandwich.
Compliment sandwich.
I think that you're probably right.
Right.
I think that's probably something I could work on and better myself doing. Is, hey, how can I take the sting off?
Yes.
Right. I completely agree with you.
John, shoes nice, belly shirt. We probably want to work on that.
Yes.
Right.
So pay a compliment and then lightly.
Yes.
Attack.
Correct.
Not like the troops are just tiptoeing over the border into your territory.
Right. We don't want to look too aggressive early.
Right.
Lull you to sleep a little bit.
Boy, the mountainous range here, gorgeous as we're walking in and taking over your country.
Right.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. I think we've learned a lesson today.
Raymond?
Sounds like progress is
having you at the bar mitzvah was a highlight. It was an absolute highlight.
Practice.
the fact that you were drinking a lot is something that was not great. Right? Yeah?
I think I had three beers. I don't think I even drank anything that hard.
Right?
That was nice.
There you go.
That was nice.
I think I'm learning.
That was growth.
I think it's happening. let's go to...
You call it growth.
Let's go to Jared in Morganville. Hi, Jared. You're on 98.7.
What's up, guys? Great show, as always.
Thank you.
What about apologizing for the way you made someone feel rather than for what you actually said?
But I do that all the time. I'll say, like, I apologize that you feel like that.
No, but that's not apologizing for the way you made them feel.
I apologize that I've made you feel like that.
No, but you always say, if I made you feel like that.
Well, clearly I have.
Like, kind of insinuating you're soft.
Well, maybe you are.
Right. That's
again,
what you're saying.
Again, delivery.
Yeah. Delivery. Again, back to the original.
Let's go
delivery.
To the sandwich. Let's go. Try the sandwich.
Go ahead. Jared, listen, always look forward to you calling. Stupid way to start out the call. You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. So what do you guys think the Yankees ceiling is with Cole's current state?
Playoff team. Yeah, I still think they're a playoff team.
Yeah.
I would be hard-pressed to think that if you don't get Gerrit Cole back this season or a representative performance or season when he gets back of Gerrit Cole, then you'd be hard-pressed to think they're going to win a World Series.
There's no way they'll win a World Series. If you don't have Gerrit Cole, forget about winning a World Series. You're not making the World Series.
Yeah, I know, but here's the thing, though. You don't... I hate having these conversations because we haven't seen anything yet. We're not even through spring training yet. So what you're saying is we're going based off of what you saw from Carlos Rodon last year.
We're going based on...
But you're not taking into account what you saw from Carlos Rodon the two previous years that got him the deal that he got.
Do you anticipate... You're right. Listen, if Carlos Rodon shows to be an ace, could that change my viewpoint? Absolutely. Do you think that we're going to see great Carlos Rodon?
I don't know yet. I don't know. I'm actually, in my mind, I'm looking at last season like he got paid, maybe he was a little bit lazy... Came into camp, not in good shape, got hurt, and then that threw his whole season off.
If Carlos Rodon is winning 17 games and has an ERA of 2.9, then yes.
What concerns me most about him is his interactions with the fans and as to whether or not he can succeed.
And I think you have to have the idea of he is not a, you know, there are certain guys that New York is just not for them. And we've seen nothing so far to believe that he's going to be able to handle New York. Could he be great? I guess he could. I don't know that for sure. But I do have a 1 year. You talk about the Jets and just buy in because you have no other choice. I've had a year of Carlos Rodon. And it was a disaster. So do I believe? No. I'm at the point with Rodon where until he shows me something, I do not believe he's going to pitch well in New York.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see that. I mean, we'll have to see. We'll have to see if, you know, Marcus Stroman, who was great in the first half of last season, can find a way to, you know, to put both halves together, not get hurt, pitch really well in the second half. Like, there are a bunch of question marks, and the only question mark that you didn't have was Gerrit Cole.
Exactly that. I was going to say, who are they not? Because Stroman has question marks, and Rodon has question marks, and Schmidt has question marks, and Cortez has question marks, and I don't even know who the fifth star is going to be now.
Clark Schmidt was good last year. He was.
If you lose Cole, you don't not remember who Gerrit Cole is.
Listen, you're not replacing the Cy Young winner that was when he pitched, you were 23-10. Your hope is the other guys will pick up the slack and your offense will be so much better than it was last year that you'll be able to get through this. Because they're, I mean, from where they were last year with the 82 wins to where the Baltimore Orioles were, and they're dealing with injuries too, right? They had Corbin Burns, but they're still dealing. They lost their closer. Like, they're dealing with, they lost the starting pitcher in spring training.
Right.
So they're dealing with the
Bradish, right?
Yeah, but yeah. Can you make up that ground? Like, that was from 82 to where the Orioles were. That's a big difference.
That's a big difference. And now they're young. And here's the thing with the Orioles. They just have, like, Jackson Holiday. We're talking about the number one prospect in baseball.
Did you see the play the other day? We hit the ground ball to Bichette.
He's phenomenal.
He beat it out.
And he has gone through the minor leagues like almost no one you've ever seen.
Right. And what do they say about younger players? Usually stay healthier than older players.
And they have is young players on that team. So, all right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More Yankees talking, more of what's going on with Shohei Ohtani as the Padres lead the Dodgers currently 12-8, bottom seven over in South Korea. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. And now, a word from True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TrueGreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com, your dream lawn just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.